KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 62 degrees. We expect it to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 78, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to near 25 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Iowans are remembering the terrorist attacks 17 years ago today, which claimed the lives of nearly 3,000 people in New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Craig Morris, commander of the American Legion Post No. 88 in Shenandoah, says their Patriot Day events in southwest Iowa will start out with what's called the Four Fives.
What is striking of the bells, which happens when a firefighter loses his life in the line of duty. The mayor will present a wreath. We'll be playing taps. We'll be saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We're just going to be there to remember and to pay tribute to all of our first responders.
Morris was working in an auto manufacturing plant in Michigan the day of the 9/11 attacks.
We were told that planes were hitting buildings. You know, being prior military, I didn't know if we were under a military attack. And then being in Michigan, everybody was panicking, running to the pumps, you know. It put everybody in quite a panic.
And today's ceremony is important, he says, in order to remind everyone of the events on that fateful day.
Those terrorists, you know, they wanted to inflict as much fear into our country. And I still see a lot of that happening today with the hatred. I hope that this country hasn't fallen asleep because, you know, I really believe it can happen again.
The events are also a tribute, he says, a thank you to every law enforcement officer, firefighter, and paramedic who's on the job.
Our first responders, they need to know, you know, we're behind them. That's not an easy job to do. We as a nation, we really do need to stay together, united together, and this is a great way to do that.
Shenandoah's events begin just after noon today at the Bogart Park Veterans Memorial. One guest speaker is Kim Leininger, whose nephew died in the World Trade Center attacks. U.S. officials have identified the remains of a sailor killed in the World War II attack on Pearl Harbor as those of an Iowa native. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced Monday the remains of Navy Fireman 3rd Class Robert J. Bennett were accounted for on August 13th. The 18-year-old Bennett was born in Monona. The agency says he was aboard the USS Oklahoma when Japanese aircraft attacked the battleship and other ships at the Honolulu base. His remains and those of other unidentified Pearl Harbor casualties ended up at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. Agency personnel began removing those remains from the cemetery in 2015, and his were identified using DNA tests and other evidence. The agency says Bennett's name is recorded on the walls of the missing at the cemetery. A rosette will be placed next to his name to indicate that he has been accounted for. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey reports the Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes is planning a jail and bail fundraiser. Area participants have been asked to volunteer to be a convict for the day and raise their bail money to avoid being thrown in the mock slammer. The event takes place September 26th at the Red Oak Elks Lodge. If you're asked to bail out one of the volunteers, please consider their request as the funds go toward the purchase of costumes along with alterations, updates, support kits, cooling vests, and many related items. Children's handouts will be ordered also and begin the process of obtaining an official mode of superhero transportation. Since the group formed, there are 8 volunteer heroes: Batman, Wonder Woman, Captain America, Thor, Optimus Prime, The Flash, Superman, and Supergirl. Ramey says they've attended several events and have had overwhelming support from the various communities the superheroes have appeared in. The group is strictly voluntary, and all funds raised will be used toward the cause and the group's mission statement of positive interaction with young people ages 1 to 101 in southwest Iowa. The volunteer convicts will be joining police and others at the Red Oak Elks Lodge throughout the afternoon of September 26th from noon to 5 to get their official mugshot taken. For more information, you can call 712-623-6500. Checks may be made payable to the Red Oak Elks Lodge superhero account. The Creston Police Department reports 24-year-old James Cox of Orient was arrested in Creston Monday afternoon. Cox was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for a controlled substance violation. He was turned over to Adams County Sheriff's deputies. And a Creston woman reported Saturday afternoon that sometime between 2 p.m. September 5th and noon on Saturday, someone took 2 concrete lion statues, a statue of a boy, and a drill from 205 North Chestnut Street in Creston. The loss was estimated at $620. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewatte reports four arrests took place over the past week. On Thursday, 43-year-old Michelle Ann Day of Greenfield and 53-year-old Nathan William Story of Council Bluffs were arrested by Adair County deputies related to drug trafficking charges. According to the complaint, Day, who was arrested at around 9 p.m., agreed with Story to receive methamphetamine and sell it to others. She and Story were both charged with a controlled substance violation associated with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams but less than 5 kilograms of meth. Both were brought to the Adair County Jail, where Story was released later that day on $25,000 cash or surety bond, and Day remains in custody on the same amount of bond. Story had been arrested just before 4 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop for speeding on westbound Highway 92. An Iowa State Patrol trooper assisted in the stop near Bridgewater and deployed a canine, which indicated to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted, during which a large quantity of crystallized white substance was found inside of a sock located in a tool belt in the rear of the vehicle. Also arrested last Thursday was 20-year-old Jacob Thomas Peterson of Fontenelle, who was arrested for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine after the drug was found inside of a safe in his bedroom. He also had numerous letters addressed to him within the safe and had admitted to smoking meth 2 days prior to his arrest. Peterson was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And 54-year-old Timothy Edward Riegel of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday night in Adair County following a call about a fight in progress at the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. A deputy spoke with a male who was identified as being involved in the fight. The man initially identified himself as Henry Chillingworth, but after further investigation, he admitted to being Timothy Riegel. He said he gave the false name because he was worried a no-contact order was still in place between him and the woman he was with. Riegel was arrested for providing false identity information to law enforcement. He was later released on a $300 bond. A call about an argument in Red Oak at around 11:54 a.m. on Monday resulted in the arrest of 25-year-old Amanda Leanne Salt. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody for breach of peace because the argument was disturbing her neighbors. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Avoca man was arrested Friday evening. 38-year-old Derek Daniel Gagne was arrested after he told a deputy responding to his residence that he was wanted on a warrant. The warrant was for violation of probation. Gagne was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Pott County Jail. A traffic stop Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a woman on a drug and child endangerment charges. 26-year-old Ashley Rebecca Hathaway of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance after a baggie containing 5 grams of a leafy green substance and one marijuana joint was found in her possession. She was also charged with child endangerment without injury after a 1-year-old girl was found in the vehicle with her. And an Avoca man faces numerous charges following a traffic stop for speeding just before 2 a.m. Sunday. 19-year-old Chance Thomas Griffin was charged with possession of burglary tools, OWI first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a marijuana smoking pipe. Police in Glenwood said yesterday that 29-year-old Levi Daniels of Bellevue, Nebraska, had been arrested Friday on numerous charges. Daniels was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear, a warrant for child endangerment, and a probation violation. He was also arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Daniels' bond amounts to $7,000. And on Saturday, Glenwood police arrested 32-year-old Tiffany Darling of Pacific Junction for OWI first offense. On Sunday, 32-year-old Kiev Andrews of Omaha was arrested for domestic abuse assault. And 33-year-old Michael Phillips was arrested for driving while suspended. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.